You really can't have it both ways. Find out why today on Principles and Policies. Hello, I'm your host today, Chuck Michaelis, the Vice Chairman of the Institute for Principled Policy and the Executive Director of Camp American. Well, we've had a technical glitch, so my normal co-host, Barry Sheets, who very often joins me by Skype, can't be with me today. We're having some Skype issues, some Skype connectivity problems that we are working on, and since I am the engineer for this radio program, such as it is, I'm working alone today. And you may be wondering what that little cryptic opening was all about. Well, we're going to talk about a story that appeared in the New York Times, Sunday, June 17th. In a thing called the Times Topic, and it's about the Plan B contraceptive. To go along with that, on the 16th of June of 2012, a story appeared in One News Now's culture section, and it's entitled Disputes Arise Over Plan B's Fuzzy Science. And it turns out all these stories that you've heard about the marvels of the Plan B, if you forget your birth control, or have something bad happen, you can take this Plan B pill and have everything be A-okay, and don't worry about it because it's not an abortion. Don't worry, this pill does not cause abortions. We've all heard the stories, we've all seen the ads on TV, and there is now some controversy because it's turning out that the science behind the Plan B pill isn't quite as set as everyone thought it was. In other words, it seems that maybe the scientists were spinning us a little yarn to make it all look very attractive. And in fact, as often happens, any kind of corporate situation where you've got something going on, there seem to be multiple layers. There are layers from the corporate level who want to make as much money as possible. There is a regulatory layer where the FDA succumbed to some pressure and required the Plan B contraceptive to contain warning labels, warning inserts. And if you've ever seen these little paper inserts that are inside of a box of your prescription when you get them, and it's all written in 3-point type and you got to get out a magnifying glass to read it. It seems on the Plan B contraceptive, it talks about the fact that it possibly may work by preventing implantation of a fertilized embryo. Well, it turns out that the science is so fuzzy on how Plan B works that the scientists may not even really know how the darn thing works. And this is kind of an amazing for a product that is being put out there as safe and effective, and nobody's really sure how it works. Either nobody's really sure or nobody's willing to tell the truth about how the product works. And that, to me, as a scientist, I am a biochemist, that seems the most likely. I think that there's a pretty fair idea how the product works, and there are some people being disingenuous, and I'm joined in that thought by Dr. Gene Rudd of the Christian Medical Association. Here's what the article in One News Now says. The New York Times is reporting about concerns about the morning after pill or Plan B may be unfounded. If you go to the New York Times article, and we'll post links to these on the website, they're trying to make the case that it's becoming obvious that implantation is not prevented, but that ovulation itself is delayed. I got 15 minutes, and so I can't go into the minutia about the human reproductive system. Let's put it this way. An egg can only be fertilized within about 24 hours after it's released. Now, after an act of intercourse, the sperm can survive in the canal in the woman's reproductive tract for anywhere up to 4 or 5 days. So basically, you've got a window where you can get pregnant of about 4 to 6 days, but it has to be very close to the ovulation period. And what these scientists are now claiming is that the ovulation itself is delayed by Plan B. Well, when you start thinking about it, that creates a major issue, because what the sellers of Plan B are claiming is that it's extremely effective, like effective in well over 50%. They're making claims somewhere in the, I think I read in the 70s or 80% effective, which means that there is a statistical problem here. And first of all, it's appearing that, as Dr. Rudd points out, they're a little fuzzy in their claims on how well the product works. First of all, here's what he says, quote, "Now that they're saying that they don't think Plan B works that way, that is, preventing implantation, well, if it doesn't work that way, then the product can't be working as well as they initially said," he offers. And that's correct. It can't be working that well. The whole point is that it's not just necessarily preventing fertilization of the egg, which means a human life has been created. They're only claiming that it stops ovulation. And he says that can't be statistically. Otherwise, it can't be that effective. And he's correct. It's a major statistical problem. The problem is the science is a bit fuzzy on this. We really don't know how well it works. And that's the bottom line. We don't know how well it works and how exactly it does work. But you can't have it both ways, as we started the program. This is still quoting Dr. Rudd. "You can't say it works really well, but now it doesn't work after the middle of the month when the egg's already released." And that's the bottom line. If the egg is released, what does Plan B do? Does it thicken the mucus in the reproductive tract so the sperm cannot swim? Nobody knows. Nobody knows this, and nobody knows if that's the true science. Well, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. As someone in the healthcare industry, I'm from the alternative field. As you know, I'm the president of a company called Rocky Fork Formulas. We have a label called Rain Rock Nutritionals. You may have heard my ads. We sell dietary supplements, and we cannot make claims without having exact scientific knowledge, or at least clinical studies of something we can point to that enable us to make a claim. Well, apparently these Plan B guys are making all kinds of claims for things that they have absolutely no proof whatsoever for. Nobody seems to know how the darn things work, and all they have is a vague idea of the biochemistry, which they believe has allowed them to make some claims based on their speculation, as near as we can tell. What Rudd actually is saying here strikes me as probably being closer to the truth, that they do have some knowledge of how things work. Here's what the story says. Rudd suggests the problem is that proponents of Plan B realize the pro-life community has a legitimate complaint that the drug can abort in early pregnancy, but there is still some deception going on, said Rudd. The initial deception was the research said that it worked very well. Well, we know that's not true. It probably doesn't even work 50% of the time. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. It's being pushed as something that's highly effective, and it probably doesn't work half the time it's used. That's a pretty bad track record. By the way, that is a poorer track record than a condom. And condoms have a notoriously bad success rate and a notoriously high failure rate. And in population studies where this product has been readily available, the claim was that it was going to reduce all these unwanted pregnancies and all these abortions. Well, in no study around the world has that happened. And that's the case. There have been no real reductions in any of these numbers with the use of Plan B. That is an indicator that the product does not work anywhere near as well as it's being touted as working. Despite the use of products like Plan B, LF1, and RU486, and RU486, without doubt, there is no doubt about this, no one questions this, RU486 causes an abortion of an implanted egg. It causes it to be expelled, and it causes it to die. That is an abortion without doubt. They're clarifying it is still doubtful for sure. We don't know for sure whether Plan B does that. So Rudd concludes that something needs to change in the attitude of those advocating for the drugs, and users should be fully informed about how well they really work. And how well they really work is essentially not very well. Again, this is one of those things where there's some political correctness involved. Big shock. There is a lot of the politics of feminism. Any number of different factors are involved in this thing. Remember that abortion advocates, for some reason, want as many abortions performed as possible. Don't fall in for the nonsense, safe, legal, and rare. Abortion is not rare. Since 1973 in the, 39 years, 55 million abortions have been performed in the United States of America. That's 55 million people who are not here to essentially fill up the Social Security rolls. There's 55 million less people we have things to sell to in this country, which means that our business revenue and those kinds of things are off. That's 55 million people whose ghosts now haunt those of us who are survivors of that era. And I know I was born in 1957, so I'm a little before the abortion era. However, I do at Camp American teach children who actually very often will come to camp with t-shirts that say, "I survived Roe versus Wade," because they were born after 1973. And are we going to now see t-shirts, "I survived RU486 and "I survived Plan B contraceptive plan"? This is a rather frightening scenario. But let's go back to the New York Times and see what the claims are. Labels inside every box of morning after pills say they may work by blocking fertilized eggs from implanting in a woman's uterus. Respected medical authorities, including the National Institutes of Health and the Mayo Clinic, have said the same thing on their websites. They're claiming that this has been kindling over a debate over abortion and contraception based on the belief that a fertilized egg is a person. Well, if a fertilized egg is not a person, what is it? This is the whole argument, ladies and gentlemen, behind the personhood movement. The fact that a fertilized egg is a separate human being with a separate genetic makeup and a separate set of genetic instructions from the mother and from the father makes it a separate person. Now, whether it survives to full term or not is in the hands of God. And that's the bottom line. That has been our argument all along. They should be given the maximum chance to survive once that egg is fertilized. And that is the crux. That is the fulcrum of the argument. And the whole point is that people would like to negate that. There are people on the pro-abortion side that would like to make the assumption that it's not really a human being until it's born. That's the extreme argument on the pro-abortion side. And the argument on the pro-life side is no, it's a person from the moment of conception. And basically they're pivoting the whole thing on the idea that you can't define personhood. Well, of course you can, and it has a legal definition, and it is a fact, and it's based on the separateness of the embryo. The embryo is a separate person, and it is alive. And this is why we're arguing over how things like Plan B work. We have to know in order to make an informed decision on whether we are murdering another human being or not by taking a pill, and whether it should be outlawed or not. Basically, an examination by the New York Times has found that the federally approved labels on Plan B and medical websites do not reflect what the science shows. Studies have not established that emergency contraceptive pills prevent fertilized eggs from implanting in the womb. Leading scientists say, rather, the pills delay ovulation. And again, this is what Dr. Reed was talking about earlier when I mentioned this. Yeah, this is what they claim. But remember, we talked about statistically that can't be. Otherwise, the product is useless after ovulation. So that's not the claim that the manufacturers are making. And again, we go back to you can't have it both ways. Either it works in a small number of the cases, a much smaller number than it should, or it does something that you're claiming that it doesn't do. And the fact is that what this doesn't say is that the studies have not established that emergency contraceptive pills prevented fertilized eggs from implanting in the womb. Well, okay, have you actually studied that? And the answer is not forthcoming in this article. So nobody knows for sure whether that's been studied or not, or whether it's just simply been speculated on in either direction. Ladies and gentlemen, this is no way to do science. You can't say definitively that it does, but you can't deny that it does by not doing the studies. If, again, trying to have it both ways. So again, ladies and gentlemen, I will tell you, you have to read and develop a discernment on how to read these kind of articles. And this is one of the things why we're here. I am a trained scientist, so I do read these things. And red flags pop up all the time when I see this kind of reporting, especially out of the New York Times, which is a pro-abortion newspaper. There's just no doubt about it. They do not take a neutral position. They are pro-abortion. That being said, we're out of time for today. Join us again tomorrow for another Principles and Policies.